final segment here with our tree expert today, and I'm going to go through a few questions, and you guys just raise your hand when you want to answer them. These came in from text. Is it too late to fertilize citrus? Generally, that's Valentine's Day, Labor Day, Memorial Day.
No, those are just good target times just to help you be able to calendar them and remember to do it. But no, March is not too late at all. There's really no bad time to fertilize your trees. We always say if you're going to fertilize them once a year, probably your fall fertilization is your most effective because the tree is going to use those stored nutrients for the spring push. It has time to take up all those nutrients and then store them for the winter and be ready to hit the road running. But if you're doing your citrus, no. Although we say Valentine's Day is kind of your target day, March is perfectly fine to get that fertilizer down.
I don't know if you want to plug a specific product, but citrus food is a pretty good product because it has manganese and zinc in it, and those are mm-hmm. both needed for pecans as well. So whether you have pecans or citrus, that's a good product. Mm-hmm. Or find a product that has manganese and zinc.
And zinc.
I just fertilized mine this morning.
Perfect. There you go. On the olive spraying, is it too late to hit the olives? Every question today that we haven't already answered just in our conversation, is it too late? Is it too late? I think it's kind of a sign that our weather's so nice. Everyone's just now playing catch up before they realize it's going to get hot. I got to get all this done before it gets hot.
Yeah, the effectiveness of olive spraying is determined to a large extent on the maturity of the olives, and the bloom becomes a small olive, I think it's still early enough, but you need to check with an arborist. Might want to call an arborist, have them come out and check the trees and just make sure that it's going to be worth your expense to do the spraying. But I think it should be, there are certain chemicals, olives stop and maintain, are the two chemicals we use, and we can use them interchangeably some at certain times of the year. But maintain, I think, it's not too late to get that on there, but you need to act pretty soon.
Yeah, from what I recall from reading those label directions is that the tree should be about 25% in bloom. About 25% of the tree should be in bloom when it's applied. So I don't think it's too late at all because I haven't seen any blooms come out on olives yet.
Okay. And now you know why we call him a know-it-all. He reads the label.
Yeah, that you need to do. That's why some of these are controlled products that can only be applied by a licensed applicator, so be sure that, you know, some of them are available over the counter, but they're less effective. The timing has to be precise with some of those, like olive stop. Just be sure you read the labels so you're applying them properly.
And then for insects, you wanted to address, was it the snout weevil?
Yeah, the snout weevils on your agaves are, the timing on the treatment for those is very important. You have to do one treatment in March, and then again, a treatment in May. So this is the month to be getting those. And these are proactive treatments. These are to be treating the soil in and around your agaves to prevent the weevil activity. If you've had any in your yards, you've lost some of your agaves, probably good to treat all the others and get on a regular schedule of a March and a May treatment to get to prevent those other agaves from getting hit. Also, just be alerted this time of year to be kind of watching for borer activity. Again, we have got our Palo Verde borers around your Palo Verde trees that are the grub. Those Palo Verde grubs are eating the roots of your trees. You'll see those little holes around your trees, about the size of a quarter, maybe a little smaller, little exit holes. That's an indication that you have borer activity around those Palo Verde trees. There are some treatments that are available for those as well.
And if somebody needed to schedule an arborist, they could go online to saveatree.com and schedule to have somebody follow up with them.
Yep. Yep. We certainly get all those olive spraying, the snout weevil treatments, all those can be discussed with your arborist. Absolutely.
Or become an arborist or a horticulturist or a plant know-it-all. Peter, how do they come see you?
You can go to our website, mesacc.edu, and scroll down on the first page, and all of our programs are listed there. There's landscape, horticulture, sustainable agriculture. You click on that link, it gives you my information, the whole list of the courses, the recommended sequence of courses. But I recommend that students contact me, and I can explain what is going on, what they should expect, what what they'll need to do.
And you also told us something interesting during the last break. Are you allowed to share that?
Yes. MCC is now an accredited arboretum certified through ArbNet, through the Morton Arboretum, and we just received a special status of Tree Campus USA. So we applied for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Much of that work was done by Sean Whitcomb, a faculty member in the Life Sciences Department, who's my co-director of the Arboretum. So that's really exciting news. We're going to roll that out
on Arbor Day.
On Arbor Day.
Cool.
The 29th.
And that makes you the fifth campus in Arizona. I went on to the website and looked. You have ASU, U of A, NAU, and Prescott College are all tree campuses, and now
MCC.
MCC.
The only community college.
Outstanding.
Good job, man. Sorry, everybody else.
Well, maybe they need to call Steve and have you set up a program at their community college.
Yeah.
So you need something to do, right?
Yeah. I'd have to drag Peter and Sean along with me and maybe some students that we use to help collect all the information.
Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us, Steve Preve, Peter Conant, John Eisenhower, and if you're in Tucson or you're headed to Tucson for the Festival of Books, we are on the U of A campus on the mall, and I don't know if this is a dirty joke, but they put us in booth 420, so come see Rosie on the house on college campus in 420.
Thank you, gentlemen.